The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
It's always good to be an educated idiot. Let me tell you, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for joining me tonight, what I refer to as another session of sanity for you. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You got a great, great 3 hours lined up for you tonight. Okay? Let me see. I don't even know what hours are what. This is how confused I am. But David Bego is going to be joining us tonight. He's my SEIU slayer. He's the guy that that I love to tout as the person that beat the SEIU, spent $1 million of his own money. He's got about 3,000 employees, and it wasn't that he didn't want. I know. Well, you know, he's a rich white Republican guy, so therefore he didn't want anybody to get paid fairly. Well, let me tell you what. The SEIU tried to force him into just go ahead and letting the union in without allowing the people to vote. Now, he agreed that they could have their election, he wouldn't fight it. But he wanted the people to vote. He wasn't going to shove it down their throats. You with me? Yeah, understanding. Which is the democratic way to do things. Why is this such a problem for the unions? Seriously. And when they actually sat down and looked at their money, and they looked at the benefits, and they looked at what they're getting, the union brought absolutely nothing to the table. They instilled a bunch of thuggery to get David to sign, and he wouldn't do it. God bless him. God bless him for standing his ground. Just God bless him. If you don't like that term, you might want to change the station. There's a lot of God talk here. Anyway, looks like... Should I say anything? Nah, I won't say anything. I'll wait. The other day we lost a Navy SEAL. Killed over in the Middle East. And though there was a little giving, he was killed by ISIS over in northern Iraq. And he wasn't taken captive, and he wasn't, you know, brought over to kill and all this other stuff. You know, the ISIS people didn't grab him, bring him over, make a spectacle of. No, he was shot. I mean, he was killed while he was in an Iraqi firefight. So think about this. Right? We don't have, according to Mr. Obama, we don't have military men fighting on the ground. Yeah, the most transparent administration in history says our men are fighting on the ground. We are there simply as advisors. We're simply there as trainers. You with me? You understand what I'm saying? Well, that's what we've been told, isn't it? So then the question for the day is how did a Navy SEAL get killed by an ISIS fighter? Now, come on. He must have been behind his desk, stray bullet. Right? They were fighting in, I don't know, a couple miles away. Bullet probably ricocheted off a rock. You know, went down the street into where he was doing his consulting role. Right? Come on. I'm having some fun with you. Stupid. Just stupid. And it makes me nuts when I hear this stuff. So again... Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be part of the conversation. The USS Cole captain also slams Gitmo release of Al-Qaeda member tied to the attack. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I know some of you get mad when I do this, some of my people on the left. But what is this president doing? You really think that these Gitmo detainees have been reformed? Remember how many people died on the USS Cole? Even forget that. Some of these detainees are responsible for thousands of American deaths. They're not reformed. Not in any way, shape, manner, or form. And if you think they are, you need to take another hit off the crack pipe. Maybe that'll bring you back into reality. All right? Oh. And this is another one. I love this. The feds are spending $36 million on LGBT anti-smoking ads. Okay. So how about we get back to reality, right? Is it equality or is it not? How about they just spend money on anti-smoking ads for everybody? White, black, fat, short, high, tall, wide, LGBTQ, straight, gender fluid, how about human ads? Non-smoking, and this is not just me. This makes other people crazy. Even some people I've spoken to on the left. They're not a big fan of this either. This continually confuses me. Because you tell me you want equality. You want to be treated like everybody else, right? You tell me that you really don't want a leg up. You want the same shot that everybody else had. And then this happens. Why do you need 36? What's the special ad? I'm not putting them down. But what is so special about them? They need a special anti-smoking campaign. Do we have one for Hispanics? Do we have one for Italians? Do we have one for illegals? Do we have one for refugees? When's it going to stop, people? When's the madness going to stop? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go anywhere. Really serious. David Beagle's up right after this. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You are listening on GSN Live. Hey, head over to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But mostly, you can find stations and times. So it's a big deal. I mean, I really mean that sincerely. You want to listen on the station close to you. Let the station manager tell me appreciate him taking the show. Because it really it's a whole different feeling when you can listen locally and tell your friends to listen locally if you do like the show. But you must like the show because you're listening. I don't know what to tell you. Okay. So, you know, I always like to bring in the experts. You know that I'm stuck in my little cave here. So I really don't know what's going on in the real world out there. And he's a frequent guest of the show. I consider him a friend of the show. And he's always got an insight, real insight on what's going on. He's the author of two books, Devil at My Doorstep and Devil at Our Doorsteps. You got to grab the book. We have it up on our website and in our bookstore. I'm sure he has it up in his as well. David Bigo joins me. He's the president and CEO of Executive Management Services, Inc. And David, thanks so much for being with me today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
You know what? If I drank, I'd go drink it after some of our interviews when I hear what's going on out there and what have you. It's just amazing. Now, during the break, you and I were talking, and you know, the government or this administration would have you believe that we're on the mend, that we're on the move upward. You know, we've got one of the lowest unemployment rates in years, I mean, decades, and everything's rosy, and companies, it's slow, but they're all coming back. However, when I was telling you about the jobs report, you know, Chicago State University, they're laying off 300, Chevron's 1,000, Intel announced they were laying off 11,000 total. It's already started in two plants where they've laid off 500 in one plant, 600 in another plant, and I could do this for an hour at the rate that we're going here. Now, you deal with a lot of companies. You're basically a janitorial slash cleaning service for larger companies. What are you seeing happening out there?
Well, Joe, we see it all over the country. We see customers cutting back, and they're coming to us. Some of them are coming to us asking for reductions, but we see them reducing their payrolls. We've seen some companies, like we do some big facilities, copper mine facilities out in the Arizona and area out there, and they're closing plants or shuttering them back, 25-50%, and laying off employees. I know one facility laid off about 1,000 employees, something like that.
Wow.
Even here in Indiana, we've seen companies come out and like Cummins, and they're reducing employees. I think they came out a few weeks ago and said they're going to cut back 4,000 employees. Now, they're starting to backtrack on that a little bit, I think, because they're getting a little attention. But they said they're going to revisit how they might do that, which to me is just, their bluster trying to cover up. And but we see it all over the country. We've had we do big business for big agribusiness companies, and they've come to us and ask us for big reductions because they agribusiness is not doing well. It's just industry after industry that you're seeing. And people in this country don't get that this administration and the media that supports them is not being honest with them.
Well, you know what's really interesting here, too, is I just got this from somebody that the Apple is laying off all contract recruiters. And on top of that, they had one of their worst, I think it's in the company history is what they were saying. They had their worst sales numbers for the Apple phone. And they sold tens of millions less they had planned to. And you think about that, most Apple zombies, if you would, forgive me, they'll buy a new version every time the phone comes up for sale. Isn't that true?
Well, that's true. But, again, you don't have as many people out there working. And what you do have is you got a lot of people on entitlement programs. We're close to 50% of the population now on entitlement programs.
They said 56% of the population. I did this story a couple of weeks ago. 56% of the population here in this country has some kind of government aid coming in. Think about that.
That's right. That's right, and what we have a situation, a situation where people don't really want to work. And I don't know if I told you this story, but I have a good friend. He's a black gentleman. He's an electrician, started his own electrical company, and he works his rear end off, I'll tell you. And he works 7 days a week. And I had him out here a few months ago here at my house to do some electrical work for me. And it was a Saturday morning, and Joe, he just went into a rant. He says, Dave, I am so tired of this country and the entitlement programs. He says, I have a friend who is married. Him and his wife have five kids, but they live in separate places. She lives by herself so she can get aid for dependent children, food stamps, and all that stuff.
Right.
And the guy lives by himself, and he doesn't work. All he does is go around applying for jobs all the time and never really takes them so he can stay on unemployment. So between them, they're doing well enough they don't have to work.
Wow.
Yeah, and yeah. He I had a time, it was early in the morning, so I couldn't offer him a beer or anything, but I said, you have to settle down.
Oh, my, and you hear these stories all the time, and people say, well, that really doesn't happen. But it is true. We know people. I've known people around me. I know people from my early days. I'd already been on welfare 10, 12, 15 years and getting state aid because of the same type of situation. And they were doing it willingly. They weren't doing it because they were just under. They were just in bad times. Nobody's in bad times for 15 or 20 years. You, if you want to get out, you can get out. Agree?
Well, that's exactly right. And these people are doing it because they don't want to work. You know, we're taking the incentive away for people to go out and work and persevere and do good things and build their lifestyle and stuff like that. But that's what this government wants because they want people all to be, you know, I tell people this all the time, they're just like the union bosses that I've fought. They want everybody to be the same. You make about the same wages, you get the same things and everything, you don't work very hard and all that kind of stuff. Because people that are kept in that type of program, they're not jealous of each other, so they're easier to control. And that's what this is all about.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I agree with you. Listen, we've got to go. We're going to go ahead for a break here in a second. But before we go, I want to welcome on WINTAM out of Willoughby, Ohio. I guess they're very close to Cleveland. And I do. And this comes because of your calls. This is what I've been telling you guys about. I get emails all week long. Are you on this station? Why aren't you trying to get on this station? Well, when I call a station owner, it's just another radio host trying to get his show on. When you call, it's a whole different animal. You are you are money for a potential sponsor. You are money that they go to a sponsor with and say, look, I've got people asking for the show. We're going to move it over. How would you like to support the show? So you call the station owners. You tell them you want the show. And I'm sure I can make it happen for you. Again, David Beagle is with me. He's the author of several books. His latest one is Devil at Our Doorsteps. I used to call him my SEIU slayer, but I try to keep him out of trouble. But I used to call him my SEIU slayer because he used his own money, and not because he didn't want the. We're going to touch on that when we come back, but not because he didn't want the unions in his shop. It's because he wanted the people to vote the unions in. He wanted the people to have a say. The employees. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back, you're listening to The Real Side. Yes, sir. Hey, all you got to do is watch CNN, MSNBC, and stations like that. You'll see a lot of brainless mouths moving. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up there. I want your email address. Okay? I send out one email a week. I don't make you nuts. You can unsubscribe anytime you want. Do I just tell you who the guests are going to be and what we're going to be talking about? It ain't that hard, people. It really isn't. I got one of my favorite guests on the show with me right now. I've got David Beagle on the line with me. He's the author of several books, latest book being The Devil at Our Doorstep, and he's the CEO of Executive Management Services. And he also has a blog up on, you know, what's going on in the employee-employer world, what's going on with our I'll let him explain it to you. David, thanks for being with me. Tell people how they can find you online.
They can go to thedevilatourdoorstep.com, and they can read my blogs there and get information on my book, buy it there if they want to. But, you know, what I try to do, Joe, is I fought the SEIU, and, you know, they wanted to force unionize people, and I'm about standing up for employee rights and giving them an opportunity to make their own decisions without being intimidated and lied to and stuff like that. And that's why I stay involved in this, and also because the SEIU use politicians to achieve their goals, and they're still doing that. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that, what's going on in California here in a minute. But these people, and your listeners have to understand this, these people don't care about the employees that they unionize. What it's all about is the money, and so they put the money in their own pocket and do their political agendas, and people got to wake up to what's going on in this country.
Oh, I you know what? I my wife did a voter registration at church this weekend. And, you know, we don't push people in a direction or anything like that. But to listen to the conversations around the table, to listen to what people feel or think is going on, especially the uneducated, unlearned, it's scary as heck. And again, I'm not picking on church people because I'm one of them. And but how ignorant they are as to what's going on, how not understanding the differences between the peoples and the parties and that kind of stuff, just amazing to me. It was scary. That's all I'm going to tell you. Duke, give me a quick version of what happened. Because I need people to get your book. That's what we really need to do. But tell people about quickly about your fight with the SEIU and how you won.
Well, the SEIU wanted me to sign what's called a neutrality agreement that would take away my employees' rights to a secret ballot election, decide if they want to be in the union or not, and go to card check where they get a bare majority, 50% plus one, sign a union card, and you're automatically unionized. And to facilitate that, I would have had to give a list of all my employees and their home addresses so the union bosses and organizers could go to those people's home and intimidate and threaten them until they sign cards. And if people don't think that's happened, it does, because they actually follow some of my employees home and wow. beat on their doors. And when the employees open the doors, the union members push their way into the room and intimidate them and signing cards. But I told them I wouldn't sign the neutrality agreement, that if they want to have an election, I'm not anti-union, I'll live with it. And they said, no, every other major cleaning company in this country has signed it. You're going to sign it. And I said, no, it's un-American. I'll never sign it. Wow. And they attacked us. They used clergy people. They used politicians. They used little kids in our neighborhood. And we had a three-year battle here in the Midwest. We won here. It was appealed to Washington. And it took 14 months, and we won in Washington. And I have to tell your listeners and you, I woke up. I was naive because I was just a businessman trying to take care of employees, customers, you know, and do the right thing, and my family, take care of my family. And I didn't realize what was going on behind the scenes and how the union bosses were using politicians and other people to force unionize and intimidate people across this country to rebuild their membership.
I'm always amazed when you talk about the story. I'm always amazed at how much pressure they put on you to, you know, to do this, and what lengths they are like the mafia, you know, doing this. It's just amazing to me. All right, so let's talk about California, because, you know, California's in play. Everybody's excited about what I don't know, because I know how I've been in California too long to be excited about anything. But you say that they're in play now, and the Republican Party might be. Might not be as strong as we think they're going to be. I'll put it that way.
Well, and here's where I think it's going to go. It's going to be based on whoever wins the election or the primaries, you know, for the Republican Party, whether it's Cruz or Trump or that. And I'm sure it's going to be Hillary on the Democratic side. But
Dave, can she accept the nomination from behind bars, though? That's the question that nobody
asked. Well, there you go. That's going to be the interesting part. But here's the thing, and I've, you know, this is in the middle of my blog, which is called Unions Infiltrating the Republican Party. And by the way, I had two different sources send me information. One from Bob and Elise Richmond in California, on how the SEIU and other unions are stuffing money into Republican coffers, you know, helping them to get reelected. And then in Colorado, where I had another gentleman send me, he actually sent me the sheet that the Republican Party put out that they said, we're not going to let anybody or any delegates vote for Trump, and we're going to bypass what the will of the people are. And so that's why I wrote this blog. But in the middle of this, I put one thing that people really need to understand. The SEIU, which is the biggest union in the country, the union I beat, spent close to $225 million on the 2012 election. Okay? 99% of them went to the Democratic Party. And think about this. Despite that, yeah, they kept the White House, but they lost the Senate, and they don't have the and the House.
Yep.
Okay? And I know that they are taking a step back and look at this saying, okay, we spent all this money on one party, and we still don't have the two houses. And my feeling is that they decided, okay, we're going to start putting money in the Republican Party so that we can intimidate and these Republican officials into voting for things that will help us rebuild our membership and back to like it was in the 40s, and we can control this country. And so they're going after people in the Republican Party, and it's not just in California, it's in Colorado too, I think, and other places. but they're really pushing hard in California with this new election coming up.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, it's really funny because we're being fed a line that there's no way that Trump can win in California, and if he does, you know, it's just going to ruin everything here for us. Well, we don't take seats anyhow. Republicans are for all intents and purposes, done in California. You know what I'm saying? So you know, when I'm hearing stuff from my own party, I'm sorry, I'm not so much sure I believe them.
Well, yeah, that's right. And here's the thing. Since I wrote this blog last week, I just found out this week, and from people that are members of the SEIU, that the SEIU donated $500,000, $500,000, to the Republican California convention this past week, and to Brulte and those people to get them to move things along that will help the SEIU and other unions force unionized people out in California.
And here in California with the unions, because they're, you know, the how can I put this? The information they get, what these workers are told, is just amazing to me. Because, you know, I'm in it. I do it every day, right? You know that. And
yep.
When I hear some of the stories, it's scary. It's more
well,
than
it
scary,
is.
You know?
It is, and this is what they do because they know there's a big part of the population that is naive and easily brainwashed, and that's what they do. They go after these people. It's kind of like the younger crowd, the millennials, as people want to call them. They really go after these people and fill their brains with this stuff that's all hogwash. And these people listen to it because you know, they think, oh, these people are nice. They seem to care about me. And, you know, they want me to make more money, and they want me to have free college education and all this kind of stuff. It has nothing to do with that. What this is all about is unionizing these people so they can use their membership dues money for their own purposes.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Listen, when we come back, I want to talk about your sense on what's happening there in Indiana today. And I'm hearing rumors that there's big turnouts going on there. But I got to tell you, Mr. Cruz has done it again. He's now talking about how Indiana is. Remember, he's been talking about what a big deal Indiana is, and all of a sudden, it's no longer a big deal anymore. So I lose respect for the guy almost on an everyday basis. David will be back in a minute. I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. And today only, get an extra 15% off. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires tonight at midnight. Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday and the extra 15% off site-wide deal expires tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take partake of the live chat room. Smarter people than I are in the chat room, I'm telling you. All you got to do is watch what goes on there for about 5 minutes, and you'll see that what I'm telling you is true. Seriously. Well, I it's always a pleasure. I have David Beagle on the line with me. I always love when he's on with me. He's the president and CEO of Executive Management Services. His latest book, The Devil at Our Doorstep, talks about his extended fight with the SEIU, or I should say more of the story with his fight with the SEIU. And I'll tell you what, they should be the MAFIA, but they're the SEIU. And David, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks again, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
You know, on where Indiana comes in play here, last week Cruz was talking about how important the five states were, what a big deal it was, and they were fighting, and they were going to win, and they were going to, and they were going to, and they were going to, and they got beat. They got snookered. And after that, he came out and he said, you know, well, it's not that big of a deal. We weren't going to win those states anyhow. Republicans won't win those states in the general election. And I'm thinking to myself, what an interesting character. I'll be nice, okay? What an interesting character. And then, where do we go? Now, what's going to count is next week in Indiana. Those are our people. We're going to do well in Indiana. We got a better ground game than he does. He doesn't even know how to have a ground game. And what happens? It looks like he's going to get snookered in Indiana, too. So,
doesn't this
leave you pause with this guy or what?
Well, you know, I've had concern about Cruz for a long time, but he is really being honest with the American people. I think he changes his story to suit his own needs, and, you know, he's playing politics. And personally, you know, I've spent a lot of time in Washington dealing with politicians, and I'm at the point where I think we need business people in Washington and not politicians. We need to change the way Washington works. But Cruz is just playing that game. The turnout today here in Indiana has been huge. Just from what I'm hearing and talking to people and other business people is, of course, the polls also that Indiana is going to go to Trump. And, of course, he's going to pick up 57 delegates if he does. That's going to put, I think, Cruz in a no-win situation.
Well, I did. Well, the reality is it's going to put him in a no-win situation. I don't know if he's going to see that. I mean, look at he asked. I can't even think of the guy's. Oh, Kasich. I mean, you know what I mean? He's so far down the pole. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name. He asked Kasich to go away because, I mean, if you think about it, Kasich has no way of winning. And he says that to him. He says, "You, there is no path for you to make it." What's Cruz's path? If Trump goes on, he's got to buy the delegates. He's got to promise them something.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, that's the way politics is. I'd rather have somebody that understands how business works, what it's going to take to turn this country around. And he knows, is a tough negotiator, knows what he's doing. And, you know, Trump does that now. Having said that, Trump is, and he's getting better in the last couple of weeks. He's getting more polished. And by the way, he has my book. And he's read some of my blogs. And I think I've even heard him talk about a few things like the immigration issue and the wall and that stuff like that. And he's kind of toned it back. I don't know if you heard him here about 10 days ago. He said, well, we're a nation of laws, so we're going to have to follow our laws in doing this. Well, that's in one of my blogs I wrote on the immigration issue 2 years ago. So I'm hoping I have some effect. But he was at the point where he was kind of like a rusty doorknob that had needed some brasso on it. I think he's polished it up. I think he's coming along. But at least he's straight with you. Cruz is all over the board. You really don't know, you know, what he's sincere about and what he's really trying to do.
See, I think Trump is very much like, Sanders, from a standpoint of what's coming out of their mouth is just coming out of their mouth. It's not filtered, it's not censored, it's not funneled, it's just where his head is going. And I'm with, you know, he needs to clean up, he needs to change it a little bit. But again, you know, the bottom line with it is that I'd rather have these guys, and I think that's why, frankly, I think that's why they're doing so well, okay, is because people are tired of the politicos. They're tired of the religious speak, because that's what most of these guys who claim to be Christians, it's mostly religious speak. And here you got Trump just, you know what, well, this is what I think. This is what I think we ought to do. End of discussion. I mean, don't you?
Yeah, I really do. And people like that. Now, on Sanders' side, though, Sanders doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, I agree. But just for clarity, I agree that he doesn't have a clue. But his message doesn't change for the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's on it. That's it, you know?
No, and that's what he does. But, you know, he's just like, and I have to tell you this, when I watch him speak, he sounds like the union bosses that used to come after me here in the Midwest and that. He'd stand there and say the same things, you know, we're going to get you free this and free this, and this is the way this country should be, and this is what you should get and what you deserve. And he'd have all these people for a while. But I have to tell you, my employees were smart. They stepped back and said, no, this guy, these people don't make sense. And that's what we need the American people to do.
Yeah, well, and you've got to you've got more faith in them than I do. You've got to wake them up because I look at what goes on. And again, just my wife being out the church, in a church parking lot this weekend and doing voter registration, you just, people who don't know what the parties stand for, they don't, doesn't even know what parties there are. They don't know what parties the candidates belong to. I always thought that was kind of it. And yet they're still willing or ready to vote for somebody where, again, they don't know the party and they don't know what the party platforms are. It's just amazing to me.
Well, that's exactly right. It's the same way when the SAIU came after our people and that. I mean, you know, they had some of them, you know, behind going along and being brainwashed behind them. But these people were just looking to all the, listen to all the freebies. We're going to get you this. You're going to get this. You're not going to have to work as many hours.
Oh, yeah.
And you still get all this. I mean, you know, and that's what these people do. And, the American people have to understand, again, at the end of the day, people like Bernie Sanders and the union bosses aren't for the people. They're for themselves.
Well, I agree with you. I know it makes for lousy radio, but I agree with you. It's kind of like I look at this stuff and say, you know, you people have been at this for so long, you think you would know better. But again, come back to Donald Trump, as it always does. You know, you come back to Donald Trump and you look at the three candidates that we have for president. I had a friend of mine who just switched parties last year. He was tired of the Democratic Party. He goes, Joe, what did I jump into? You know, you look at a guy like Kasich, who's won one state, and he hangs everything on the fact that no Republican president has ever made it there without winning Ohio. So his whole basis of staying in the race is because he's won Ohio, therefore he'll win the presidency. And he's the only one that shows in the numbers is beating Clinton. I don't believe that. I've talked to some insiders in D.C. who says the things that are scaring the Republicans there is when they do their polling, they find out that Trump is beating the crud out of Hillary Clinton. And you're just not going to hear that from mainstream media. Are you hearing anything like that?
No, and you won't. And because they don't want somebody like that in there. They don't want somebody that's going to confront them. And, you know, it's kind of like I did with the SAIU. And, you know, the mainstream media would never back me up. They allowed the SAIU to, you know, attack me in the press and everything. But we need people in business and in politics that will stand up and have a backbone and do the right things for this country and not be afraid of the union bosses and the politicians that will come after them. And the press, you know, press is in bed with them.
Yeah. I listen, I don't disagree with you. And even the press, when they don't want us to know anything, they just leave it out. It's not even like they're reporting on it. I was just talking to somebody today about where they get their news and what have you. They get tidbits of a younger person, because I'm always curious when I see young people as to how they get their information. And this person was telling me, oh, you know, they get it online. They look at the headlines at CNN and a few other places. That none of them were right-wing. And I said, look, if you want to be honest with yourself, you should get information from both sides, because somewhere in the middle is the truth. Neither side is telling you 100% the truth. So you really need to get a full vision. But nobody, and matter of fact, the young people I've spoken to over the last few weeks, almost every one of them said, the paper's gone the way of the dinosaur, too many words, too much, you know, you just don't really know what they're telling you, if it's true or not. They need shorter articles. That scared me. Would that scare you as well?
Yeah, that's interesting. yes, it would. I was with a young gentleman yesterday. He's 23 years old, and we were playing golf together. And the first time I had met him, and a nice kid, and we got into this political stuff a little bit, and you could tell he was a little bit brainwashed too. Yeah. But after, you know, we played 18 holes together in this tournament, you could see him, light bulb was starting to go on, Joe. And this is what we need. We need people out there talking to these people, getting them to understand what's truly going on in this country.
Listen, David, we're about out of time. Tell people where to get more information on you, sign up for your email blast, and even get your book.
Again, they go to thedevilatourdoorstep.com, and they can sign up to get my I put out a weekly newsletter, and I try to get a blog out every week or two, and they can get our book there and see what's going on in this country. And just one thing I'll say shortly is that, you know, in my second book, I told you clergy people attacked me in that. In my second book, there's a letter from a clergy person that attacked me, and he had sat down and read my first book and apologized to me.
Good.
He says, everything you say in your first book is true, Dave. He says, I was wrong, the union was wrong, and he wrote us a letter of recommendation, which is in the second book, The Devil at Our Doorstep.
Yeah.
This really tells the truth for the book.
We're up against it. People, you got to go get the book. It's really that simple. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Lots more at the top of the hour. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Take a little bathroom break. Tell you it works. We'll be right back.